One of the pictures for God that has often captured my attention as I've read the Bible is that of God as our rock. Rocks and stones are often seen as a nuisance, something that we want to get rid of. Have you ever had to pick up stones from a field or a garden? Growing up in the South Abbotsford area, I was part of a youth fundraiser that where we were picking up stones from a field that was going to be planted, and it wasn't a lot of fun. It was hot, it was dusty, and every time you picked up a stone, it felt like another one grew in its place, and there was just more and more of them. But rocks are super important when it comes to building. Jesus talked about this at the end of the Sermon on the Mount in Matthew chapter 7, verses 24 and 25. He says, "Therefore, everyone who hears these words of mine and puts them into practice is like a wise man who built his house on the rock. The rain came down, the streams rose, and the winds blew and beat against that house. Yet it did not fall, because it had its foundation on the rock." The rock was the foundation. It was solid and could withstand even the worst storms. I would venture to say we all want to be known as wise builders. Jesus then tells the other part of the story, how foolish it is to build your house on something that isn't solid, like sand. Let's read in verse 26. Jesus says, "But everyone who hears these words of mine and does not put them into practice is like a foolish man who built his house on sand. The rain came down, the streams rose, and the wind blew and beat against that house, and it fell with a great crash." Who knows a song that goes with these verses? We build our lives on the rock when we put Jesus, his words, into practice, when we live out what he has asked us to do. As any number of builders in this church can tell you, and there are a lot of them, the importance of a solid foundation can't be overemphasized. Today we use concrete to get a solid foundation. In the Bible times, they used rock. The Bible is really clear. God is our rock. In Psalm chapter 18, it says in verse 2, "The Lord is my rock, my fortress, and my deliverer. My God is my rock in whom I take refuge, my shield and the horn of my salvation, my stronghold." The main idea that I would like us to grasp is this: because God is our rock, we can build our lives on him. What are you building your life on? Is it on your accomplishments, on being a good person, maybe on your finances, or on your health? Or maybe you're building your life on acceptance by others. God invites us to build our lives on him, and yet he doesn't force us to do so. I would like to look at four benefits of building our lives on God as our rock. First, when we build our lives on God as our rock, we can find strength. There's a close connection between God being our rock and our strength. Psalm 18 starts with King David exclaiming, "I love you, Lord, my strength." He then goes on to say the verse I just read before, "The Lord is my rock, my fortress, and my deliverer. My God is my rock in whom I take refuge, my shield and the horn of my salvation, my stronghold." Rocks are symbols of strength, dependability, and steadfastness. And this is in contrast to the people of Israel, who would follow God for a while, and then when things were going well, when they had acquired wealth and power, they often became proud and they forgot God. They forgot about the one who actually gave them strength. I often reflect on this characteristic of God, his amazing strength. I wrote the following in my journal earlier this spring, on March the 10th. "Lord, thank you for being my strength. Your strength is made perfect in my weakness. I so often feel weak in knowing what the next step is or what decision to make. But Lord, your strength is always available. It never runs dry. Thank you that you are my rock. Not a crumbling rock like on Mount Larrabee, but solid granite like Stawamish Chief in Squamish or El Capitan in Yosemite. You protect me from my enemies. You are my place of safety. When I rely on things that aren't solid, I endanger myself. Jesus is my cornerstone, my solid foundation upon which I stand. On Christ, the solid rock, I stand. Christ alone, cornerstone. I then wrote what I sensed God was saying to me. Alan, my son, indeed, I am your solid rock that you can trust and count on. I will not grow tired and weary, and no one can fathom my understanding. Cling to these truths. Share these truths, for they have been entrusted to you. Your identity in me is sure, and no one can snatch you out of my hand. God was reminding me of some of my favorite verses found in Isaiah chapter 40, verses 28 to 31. And over the years, I'm sure that I have mentioned these verses more than once in this church. Isaiah 40, verse 28. Do you not know? Have you not heard? The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth. He will not grow tired and weary, and his understanding no one can fathom. He gives strength to the weary and increases the power of the weak. Even youths grow tired and weary, and young men stumble and fall. But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint. Notice those promises. There's some really great promises in those verses. It says, he gives strength. And then also, the Lord will renew their strength. That's possible because he is our solid rock. In preparing this sermon, I discovered a song written by Paul Baloche that really spoke to me. And it says, you are the strength of my heart. You are the strength of my heart. I can rely on you. I can rely on you. When my heart is overwhelmed, I will look to you alone. God, my rock. God, my rock. God, my rock. When we build our lives on God as our rock, we can also find refuge from our enemies. King David was anointed by the prophet Samuel to be king when he was just a young man, but he wasn't actually crowned king for many years. You may be familiar with the story of how King Saul became very jealous of David, and he repeatedly tried to kill him. David found refuge in the cliffs and the rocks in Israel, and God hid him from his enemies. In Psalm 18, going back to that chapter, the intro is quite interesting. There's an introduction to this chapter. It says, for the director of music of David, the servant of the Lord, he sang to the Lord the words of this song when the Lord delivered him from the hand of all his enemies and from the hand of Saul. And then verse 2 again, the Lord is my rock, my fortress, and my deliverer. My God is my rock, in whom I take refuge, my shield and the horn of my salvation, my stronghold. Then going over to Psalm 62 and verse 7, my salvation and my honor depend on God. He is my mighty rock, my refuge. And in chapter 71, in verse 1, King David again talks about God being his refuge. In you, Lord, I have taken refuge. Let me never be put to shame. In your righteousness, rescue me and deliver me. Turn your ear to me and save me. Be my rock of refuge, to which I can always go. Give the command to save me, for you are my rock and my fortress. You know, even though David had these awesome promises from God, it didn't mean that life was always easy. He encountered more than his fair share of problems in his life, and yet he found refuge in God, his rock. He experienced God's deliverance on many occasions. You may say that you don't have any enemies, at least not enemies like King David had. And yet I would argue that we all have a very real enemy who is constantly attacking us. We just don't always recognize him. If we look in the New Testament to 1 Peter chapter 5, the Apostle Peter says in verse 8, "Be alert and of sober mind. Your enemy, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion looking for someone to devour. Resist him, standing firm." In John 10:10, Jesus refers to the devil as a thief. He says, "The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy." We can experience deliverance when we build our lives on God as our rock. He provides refuge from our enemy. As we stand firm on God the rock, we can resist the enemy in Jesus' name. And third, when we build our lives on God as our rock, we will trust him more. There's a great song that we sing at church called "This We Know." The chorus and the bridge have been running through my head a lot lately. It says, "This we know, we will see the enemy run. This we know, we will see the victory come. We hold on to every promise you ever made. Jesus, you are unfailing." And then the bridge, "We trust you. We trust you. Your ways are higher than our own. We trust you. Jesus, we trust you. Your ways are higher than our own." Building on God as our rock means that we are not trusting in our own ability to figure things out. As it says in the well-known verses in Proverbs 3:5-6, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him or submit to him, and he will make your path straight." You know, we can trust God implicitly because he is solid. He won't let us down. He is our solid rock. Do you ever feel like things can easily go sideways and it's easy to slip into worry and fear? Back when our family was living in Austria, we received word that we were being called back to Canada. This wasn't our plan. We thought we'd be missionaries for the rest of our lives. This was really like the death of a dream for us. And the temptation to worry was definitely there. What would we do next? But we found that God was our solid rock. We trusted in him, and we claimed these verses, Proverbs 3:5-6, over and over again. "Trust in the Lord with all your heart." And guess what? That's what led us to Ross Road Community Church back in 1996, where I started on staff, and then Karen joined a few years later on staff as well. There's many times in the last couple weeks where I felt like there were curveballs thrown my way, and I had to repeat over and over again the words of this song, "We trust you, we trust you. Your ways are higher than our own." And God has been so faithful. As Brian Dirksen so beautifully expressed in his song, "Faithful One." "Faithful One, so unchanging, ageless One, you're our rock of peace. Lord of all, I depend on you. I call out to you again and again. I call out to you again and again. You are my rock in times of trouble. You pick me up, or you lift me up when I fall down. All through the storm, your love is the anchor. My hope is in you alone." When we build our lives on God as our rock, we will trust him more, and he is faithful. And lastly, when we build our lives on God as our rock, we can stand firm when things are shaking around us. On February 6, 2023, at 4:17 a.m. local time, a 7.8 magnitude earthquake rocked southeast Turkey near the Syrian border. This quake was followed approximately 9 hours later by a 7.5 magnitude earthquake located around 90 kilometers to the north. After the first quake, aftershocks numbering in the thousands rumbled across the region. Close to 18 million people were affected by this disaster, with over 55,000 dead and nearly 130,000 injured. Millions have been displaced from their homes. More than 160,000 buildings, including apartment buildings, schools, and hospitals, are now in ruins or too damaged to enter. How could that happen? Why was it so devastating? David Alexander, a professor of emergency planning at University College London, said, "This is a disaster caused by shoddy construction, not by an earthquake. This is a disaster caused by shoddy construction, not by an earthquake. Experts say there is a mountain of evidence and rubble pointing to the harsh reality about what made the quake so deadly. Even though Turkey has, on paper, construction codes that meet current earthquake engineering standards, they are too rarely enforced, explaining why thousands of buildings crumbled. When the very foundation you are standing on shakes and moves, what can you do? Well, there are other ways that things shake around us, not just physically. The comfortable life that we imagined would continue for many years can suddenly start to crumble and shake. One of my good friends had his life just turned upside down when his wife died from cancer about 3 years ago. As he was grieving this huge loss, terrible floods hit his home and ruined much of his house. He didn't initially stand very firm, but I'm so thankful that he found that God is his rock and he is able to stand again as he builds his life on him. Just 2 weeks ago, a number of us were at the celebration of life for Michael Wiebe, son of Ken and Cindy Wiebe, who attended here and were members for many years. Michael was only 32 years old when he was diagnosed with a very rare form of cancer. This definitely shook his world. And in the last couple of years of his life, Michael learned to stand firm because God was his rock. It was his desire that all of his friends and family would have the opportunity to choose Jesus so that they would be with him again in heaven. Art Birch did a really great job of proclaiming the gospel during that service, where possibly up to 80% of the people there did not know Jesus personally. You most likely have your own story of how things started to shake around you. Just take a moment to reflect on one of those stories. What happened? Can you look back and see that God, your rock, provided a place for you to stand firm? Psalm 62, verse 2, says the following. "Truly, he is my rock and my salvation. He is my fortress. I will never be shaken." It can be super unsettling when things around us are shaking. And yet, when we know that God is our rock, we can stand firm. In Isaiah chapter 28, it refers to the rock as the cornerstone. In verse 16, it says, "So this is what the sovereign Lord says. See, I lay a stone in Zion, a tested stone, a precious cornerstone for a sure foundation. The one who relies on it will never be stricken with panic." In the New Testament, Jesus, the spiritual rock, is the cornerstone, and we can build our lives on him. The Apostle Peter writes in 1 Peter 2, verses 4 to 6, "As you come to him, the living stone, rejected by humans but chosen by God and precious to him, you also, like living stones, are being built into a spiritual house to be a holy priesthood, offering spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ." And then verse 6 is really the verse I just quoted from Isaiah 28. It says, "See, I lay a stone in Zion, a chosen and precious cornerstone, and the one who trusts in him will never be put to shame." In the bridge of the song, "Build My Life," it says, "I will build my life upon your love. It is a sure foundation. I will put my trust in you alone, and I will not be shaken." One of my work colleagues, Philip Sarras, his wife, Robin, and their family have had their lives shaken to the core. Philip was diagnosed with ALS just over 2.5 years ago. And ALS is a terrible disease that blocks communication between the brain and the muscles, causing weakness, difficulty speaking and swallowing, and eventually paralysis and death. There's currently no cure for ALS. Philip has lost all ability to talk, to walk, or use his arms. He's basically dependent on others, but it's really great how he continues to give glory to God. Philip was a super active person, and he was greatly used by God in drawing people to Jesus. He's actually still being used by God to draw people to Jesus. Some of you will remember hearing about BL4P, Building Leaders for Peace, that Saji Uman was involved with. Well, Philip was one of the leaders of this program. Pastor Craig and the youth that participated in SOAR Montreal several years ago will remember Philip as one of the main leaders of that program. Now, there have been many, many prayers for Philip's healing, and we know that God can heal him, but so far he hasn't chosen to. Multiply, where I work with Philip, recently made a video of Philip's story. As I watched it recently, I was brought to tears by this moving story. It is both sad and yet so inspiring. I encourage you to go to the Multiply website and watch the video for yourself. It's called The Terrifying Delight of Losing Everything. We're going to watch just a short clip from the end of this video.
We've looked at each other and we're like, how come we feel joy? Why is there, in the midst of something so heavy, a lightness in our spirit? Awesome. But you can't generate that. You can't muster that up. You can't fake it. That has been one of the ways God has said, I'm real and I'm present and I show up in the tough times because God's here. Because God's here.
Grief, pain, and sorrow are real. But so is God. He generates a joy in the hearts of believers that transcends circumstances and sustains us through suffering. Be sure to build your house on the rock. Storms come. Otherwise, any hope, faith, and peace gets washed away with the sand. Surrendering to Jesus in prosperity secures us in suffering. Even if I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, you are right beside me. Your rod and staff comfort me and protect me. Jesus accompanies us on these hard journeys. Build your house upon the rock.
Yeah, right on.
I love you.
I love you. I do love you. Better for worse. I do love you.
Did you catch those powerful words from Philip? With the help of his eye to text technology, he said, "Be sure to build your house on the rock. Storms come. Otherwise, any hope, faith, and peace gets washed away with the sand. Surrendering to Jesus in prosperity secures us in suffering. Even if I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, you are right beside me. Your rod and staff comfort me and protect me. Jesus accompanies us on these hard journeys. Build your house on the rock." What are you building your life on? Because God is our rock, we can build our lives on Him. And as you build your life on God as your rock, He will help you to find strength. He will help you to find refuge. He will give you the ability to trust Him. And He will help you to stand firm on a firm foundation, the cornerstone, when things around you are shaky, confusing, even hopeless. Let's pray. Oh God, we are so thankful that you are our rock, that you are a firm foundation, that we can build our lives on you. Lord, we thank you for strength that you give. We thank you that you are our refuge. We thank you, Lord, that we can trust you even when we in our own ability can't figure things out. And we thank you that you give us a firm place to stand. Lord, we love you and we depend on you for everything. In Jesus' name, amen.